Well, now to the Australian share market, where there's been a big sell-off this lunchtime as fears of a slowdown in the US economy intensify. The financial sector has been hit the hardest as investors worry that the deepening US-China trade war could end up sparking a global recession. With more, I'm joined now by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, just how concerned should we be about a worldwide recession?
Well, Eleanor, the warning signs have been there for a couple of years now, but the evidence of economic damage is now mounting in the United States, where we've just seen the slowest factory activity in a decade, the worst since the global financial crisis, and soft jobs data. With so much uncertainty, factory orders are drying up in the US as investors hold off waiting for a resolution in that trade impasse. But it is a toxic combination when you think about it. The US-China trade war, US tensions with Iran, Brexit, the protests in Hong Kong, all that saw global markets tumble overnight in New York, London, Frankfurt, Paris, and now Australia, where the ASX 200 was down 2.1% in late morning trade. Around $75 billion has been wiped off the market over the past two sessions. The big four banks have been in the red this morning, with the National Australia Bank down more than 3%. Merricks Capital analyst Fiona Clark says some big financial chickens are now coming home to roost.
I think we've actually reached a point now where markets are actually sort of starting to recognise that this bad data is in fact negative, that it is going to affect earnings, it is going to affect the market. So we're seeing that negative reaction. For us domestically, it's negative for a couple of reasons, not only because it's negative in terms of the trade outlook, and in fact it is the negative implications for business and consumer sentiment for trade that's affecting manufacturing in the US, but it also means that if the Fed continues to cut rates and puts pressure on further rate cuts, that also flows through in terms of global influences, and the RBA will also be under further pressure to cut rates as well.
That's Merricks Capital analyst Fiona Clark. So, Peter, where are investors fleeing the share market now putting their money?
Well, money seems to be flowing to the traditional safe haven of gold, which is the refuge in the times of uncertainty, like wars that we've seen in the past. It's up slightly to $1,501 an ounce. In a sea of red, the gold miner Newcrest is up 3.3%. The Australian dollar is a little higher despite the outlook for more interest rate cuts. And remember, we saw the cash rate cut to 0.75% on Tuesday. And the Australian dollar was buying 67.1 US cents in late morning trade.
ABC's Peter Ryan, thank you.